What's going on, guys? Zach Daddy here, along with my co-host Kratos.
What's going on, guys?
And welcome back to the All Caps Rage Podcast, Episode 9.
Oh, yeah.
We are moving and shaking and moving and jiggling all over because we both fat. What's going on with you tonight, man?
Nothing, man. Lazy day. You're going to be shocked at this, but I actually bought an Apple product. I'm going to go to hell.
Oh my god. You did what now?
I'm holding it right now, and I feel like I'm going to go to hell just having it in my hand.
What in the hell did you buy?
The iPhone 5 headphones.
Okay. I'll give it to Apple there. Their headphones aren't that bad. I've had to use them before. They're quite decent. Oh, well.
I really like them.
They're not bad for earbuds. They're really nice. I will give Apple that. I just don't like their operating systems. I think they're slow, sluggish, and underpowered.
I agree. Hear you.
Alright, well, let's go ahead and mention this week's topics. And, yeah.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Well, guys, that's the end of our show, so we'll see you next week. kidding.
And that's all, folks.
No, what we have this week is Ben is the New Bats. We have The Crew, and I have to apologize. There is going to be no third topic this week. We have to cut this short. We're both running late. We had some things going on, and now we're pressed for time, and it's like, you know what? We're gonna have to make it a short one. Yeah. But we'll make it up to you guys next week. We'll bring in an extra long podcast and squeeze in another topic or so. And we'll go from there. But we do have some words of wisdom from Mr. Meowth this week.
We do.
Let me pull it up. All right, let's go ahead and move right into this. Says, greetings, men. I am excited with every podcast to hear my comments read aloud for all to hear. I do hope that brings a smile and a nice laugh here and there to help brighten your days. With that said, I'll answer your inquiry from Zach Daddy in regards to my stories. Yes, my stories are true and have, in fact, happened to me at one point in time.
Awesome.
So you mean to tell me there was one point in time you shit your pants on a display couch in the middle of a store? You, sir, are one brave man. LOL, I have a shitload of stories and don't mind putting it out there for y'all to laugh at. So to it then, the word of the day is football bat. Okay, so that's two words. When I was a young private in the army, he is military. You remember that? I asked that a while back. He is in the military, or was in the military, maybe still is. It was a tradition for the NCOs to mess with the lower enlisted personnel. So one day my team leader decides it's my turn. He tells me with a sudden urgency to quickly find the first sergeant and ask him for a Kimlite batteries. I, of course, like an idiot, carry out the command, to which the first sergeant yells at me some unbelievable terms of vulgarism and then calls me a football bat. There is no such thing as a football bat. It was his way of saying foobar, and dumb for asking the batteries for chem lights, which they don't require batteries. They are chemical! I felt like I was 2 feet tall, and got laughed at for a long time with that gimmick, but I don't get mad, I get even. Short version, I shit in the sergeant's mouth when he was sleeping one night while deployed. Really?
That's quite a comeback.
Holy hell. Okay, if we ever meet this guy, we are never to belittle him and then pass out. Oh, moral of the story? If you set a fellow comrade up for failure, he might just retaliate and shit on you. Literally. Good times, food for thought, Mr. Jack Me Off.
Nice.
Holy shit.
Literally.
Yes. Literally. Oh my god. Oh, wow. I could not imagine getting shat on.
No, I couldn't either.
Not even to mention my mouth. I mean, how do you, like... Ugh. Ugh. Alright, well, moving on quickly tonight. We're gonna move straight into our first topic, which Ben is the new Bats.
Yeah.
First thing I have to say about this. Fuck off.
Yes.
What the fuck were they thinking? Oh, no. I'm not happy with this move.
No, not me.
Does anybody remember Daredevil?
Yeah. No, he's... I haven't seen any of his newer movies because I've never been a fan of him. There's only a couple of movies I liked that he was in, and those were back when he first started.
See, go ahead. Yeah, right there.
And Ballrats.
And, he's done some cameos in God damn it. I know he was in Jersey Girl, and that was an alright one.
No, I didn't like that either.
I said it was all right. I didn't say it was the best damn movie in the world. I just said it was all right. But, however, anything with Kevin Smith, I fucking love it.
Not me. I love Kevin Smith, but there's gonna be a line drawn somewhere, and that movie was horrible.
Well, I mean, come on, give the guy a break. It was only his third movie, I think?
His third?
Yeah, wasn't Jersey Girl his third?
Thanks.
Yeah. Either way, he was still working out the kinks of which direction he wanted to go.
Yeah. He should have just stayed in the Jay and Silent Bob direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, I love those movies.
Me too.
But Ben Affleck was Daredevil. Shitty job. And one thing that I'm hating about the Marvel movies right now is they are on this pretty boy kick. And it's Hollywood. I mean, we're not ever going to get away with this. Look at Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool and Green Lantern.
But to be fair, he was Deadpool first.
Yeah, but I mean, why do we have to cast these fucking people twice? What is wrong with getting some new blood in here? I mean, I want to know how this went. Because after Daredevil, he said he would never do another superhero movie because wearing a mask was the most humiliating thing he had ever done. Or something along the lines of that. It's a gist. It's not a full quote. I'm not going to pull up the full quote because, I mean, that was...
You don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm sorry. If you want the full quote, go look it up. But that was the gist of what he said. He would never do it again. Because it was humiliating. Really? Then why the fuck are you now Batman? Oh, because Batman will... he's the bee's knees?
Yeah.
He's cool. A shot to do Batman. Well, fuck, I better get on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm already refusing to watch this movie. And I know this is only Superman versus Batman, but, like...
I was really looking forward to it, too, because I've been waiting for this movie.
Oh, my God.
Ever since they did that thing in I Am Legend where they hinted to this movie, I've been waiting for this movie. And now that it's finally coming, I was like, yeah! And then as soon as they announced Ben Affleck like as Batman, I was like, why? Why you gotta do this?
Oh, my
why
God.
Why you gotta bust balls?
Yeah. When I woke up this week and I saw that and I was like, why? 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 That's pretty much all I could say. And then the first thing I said after that was fuck off. Like I'm done. Like I'm sorry. WB, you're losing my $30. I won't see it in theater and I will not be buying this when it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray and all that nice jazzy shit. It's not happening. No.
Did you see that video that's been going around the internet of the Daredevil trailer dubbed over with the Batman trailer?
No.
The Batman Begins trailer? Oh no. My God, it's hilarious. They did it masterfully. Like they chose just the right scenes to put in at just the right times. It was awesome.
Link it to me and I'll take a look at it.
I will.
Because I want to see that now. But no, I'm severely disappointed in this. And I know back when Dark Knight came out and people were like, oh, Heath Ledger. You know what? To be honest with you, I ignored all that shit when that came out. Yeah, like, I wasn't a big... to me, I was like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I just don't care. This time I care. I mean, this is Batman we're talking about. Look at all the shitty fucking Batmans we have had.
Yeah.
You know what? Bring me back Val Kilmer. Bring back George Clooney. I'll take those two dipshits over Ben Affleck any fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, we grew up on Michael Keaton as Batman, and he was just so wonderful. And then we had Val Kilmer. And then we had George Clooney. And now we finally get some fucking golden goodness out of Christian Bale, who did a wonderful fucking job. And I don't care what his reason is for not wanting to come back as Batman. Some people just get burned out. It happens. And shit, I didn't even expect the third one to happen. He said after the second one, he's not doing any more. And he, you know, he gave it to his fans and he came back and fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for turning this one down. You know, he did that one comeback, hey, you guys are asking for it, we'll do a trilogy, yeah, I guess I'll do it, you know. That's respectable. This time, no, he's done. He doesn't want to do it anymore. For whatever reason, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just find somebody better. Yeah. I mean... That's all I ask. Find someone better.
How many fucking people are in America?
I don't know. Why do you have to have this guy? I mean, bring in an unknown, like they did with Superman.
Exactly. He wasn't in anything. Exactly.
And he did a great job as Superman. Well, I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, that he did a great job as Superman. And even him, he could probably have... I've heard from a couple people that he probably would have been a good Batman himself because he has that kind of look, that he could be Batman. I'm like, when you look at him, I have to kind of agree. He does have that, like, chiseled look that Batman needs.
See, now, that would be some shit, dude. A double role.
But how would they pull that off, having him play Batman and Superman?
Easy. Stunt doubles when he's Superman, and then they refilm it for Batman, and then they mesh him together. Okay, maybe not that easy.
No. Not that easy at all.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand I never will. I never will understand what the fuck is going on with people's minds. Like, oh, Christian Bale doesn't want to do it. Who do we want to go to? Who's the next, you know, who's the next in line? You go from Christian Bale, who is a universal actor. I mean, just like, he's one of those ones that plays any role just fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a movie that I've seen that I didn't like of him in. Like, I saw The Machinist, and although he looked very, very disgusting, because he was like 90 fucking pounds, he did a badass job. There was The Fighter, and he was a fucking druggie in that movie, and it was believable that he was a fucking druggie. And then you got Batman. That even though he sounded like he had a dick in his throat, he still did a good job. And I know there's more, but those are the three ones that stand out to me. Like, that there were just... They're completely different roles. All three of them were completely different. And he pulled them all off. And then Affleck. How do you go from... How do you go... I don't know, man. In the words of Tipster, it hurts.
It's the brain pain, Coach. It's the brain pain.
It's the brain pain. It's like, ow, man. Why? Why must we fuck you? Why? Why ask why? What is it? Why ask why when what I was... I don't...
Why? What is why? What is why about why?
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
Why? I don't know. Why?
Oh, Jesus, man. Like, my...
I'm serious.
Why so serious? No,
side note for a second here, because we just got into a Joker tangent.
Yeah.
My favorite time he says why so serious is when he has the knife in that dude's mouth, and he's saying what his father would do. He's like, why so serious? And then he takes a second and he looks at one of his friends and he's like, why so serious? And cuts his lip. It was like so nonchalant. He's just like, why so serious?
No. I killed the bus driver. The bus driver. God damn it. Dude, now I'm going to have to watch that. Oh my God. Sorry about that. My dog decided to go after the cat. That means the cat was fucking with him. He didn't like it. So, going back to, you know, everybody was bitching and moaning about Heath Ledger. At the time, I didn't give a fuck. I was like, okay, it's another Batman. And then I saw it and I was like, wow. I didn't even know it was Heath Ledger. I had totally forgotten.
Yeah.
It was that damn good.
Yeah, he was such a good Joker.
Yeah, he was.
I was never even that big of a fan of Heath Ledger until he was the Joker. And then once he died afterwards, my heart, like, hurt. I was like, he can't be the Joker anymore.
Yeah, it was why? Like, the no one can do a Joker like that. No one. And look, people are gonna say the same thing about Ben Affleck. You know, maybe he'll pull a Heath Ledger and do a really good job.
I've actually already gotten that. I posted on my Instagram account. I posted a thing about Ben Affleck, and somebody commented saying, that same thing. If you remember when Dark Knight came out, everyone was like, oh, Heath Ledger, blah, blah, blah. Give him a shot. I'm like, he sucks.
Yeah. Look, there's just some people in the acting world, You get a taste least, in your mouth, and you go, yeah.
At least with Heath Ledger, he was a good actor. I just wasn't really a big fan of the movies he chose to be in.
I wasn't a fan of him either. Like, yeah, he did good job. I've had to sit through some of those girly movies. I mean, I am married. Yeah. But I just didn't like the roles he played. That doesn't mean I didn't like his acting. I thought he was good.
Yeah, I thought he was a good actor. Like, he made it really realistic and all that kind of stuff. It was just the roles he chose to do. He was always in those, like, rom-com things, and it was just like, those aren't really my thing, so.
Yeah, yeah. And before anybody goes, well, maybe you should give Ben Affleck a choice, you know, chance like you did Heath Ledger, and, you know, I didn't give him a chance. I just didn't like the movies he played in. Yeah. There's a difference. There's a difference. A big difference. Heath Ledger was somewhat decent. Yeah. Ben Affleck is like Brad Pitt, just fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, going on Brad Pitt, like, Inglourious Bastards. Dude, the role he played, I'm like, the whole time I'm sitting there watching that movie, I'm going, Johnny Knoxville should have done this.
Yeah.
Like, that was a Johnny Knoxville role. Like, I don't find Johnny to be that great of an actor. I think he does all right in some of the movies that he's done, but I don't find him top notch. But
no, it's not at all.
But that role, like, I'm sorry, I would have seen that and be like, if I was casting director, Johnny, you need to come in. I need you to try this. We need to see if this fits. This looks like a role for you.
But then you go back to the thing where Hollywood needs the pretty boys.
This is true.
So.
And Johnny's not really a pretty boy. Like, he's still, yeah, he gets in those big movies, but he's still underrated. Because people can't get past the Jackass days, and that's what they expect out of him.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Jackass, now that we've gotten Johnny Knoxville on the brain, dude, I can't wait to see Bad Grandpa. Have you seen the trailer yet?
No.
Oh my god, it's gonna be so fucking hilarious. I might even have to see it in theaters. It looks so funny to me. Dude, I'm guessing it's
his grandpa role.
Yeah, it's his grandpa role. He's taking his grandchild around. Dude, it's just off the wall, like, and it's like, it's typical Jackass style. It's real people, it's real reactions, all that shit, or according to them, this is real. Dude, it looks fucking hilarious.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, yeah, check that out tonight. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It looks pretty fucking funny. But I'm not stoked that Ben Affleck is gonna be the new Bats, even if it is just a Batman Superman movie, and that's all he does. That's one movie that now I don't get to see.
Yeah.
And I just won't. I won't even give it a chance. And according to the blow up on the internet, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are just like, eh, you know what? I'm not going to see it. I think this is going to be one of those movies that gets boycotted. However,
but I have a feeling though, the thing they need to do is what if they keep. If they keep Heath Ledger as Batman, not Heath Ledger, but if they keep
Affleck.
Ben Affleck as Batman, they have to make it epic. Like, they have to, like, tell him, dude, you gotta be on point with this shit. And then make some kind of epic fucking trailer for it. To get everyone riled back up to it.
Yeah, they're gonna have to do something to pull everybody in.
Because I'll give them the benefit of a doubt that maybe he could pull it off. But from history, I don't see it. So they would have to make this thing epic. And like I said, they would have to tell him, dude, you have to be on fucking point.
Oh yeah.
Or this shit ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just don't see it happening. Like,
I don't either. I'm just saying.
I look at everything in a negative way anyway, and then I look at this, and it's like, oh yeah, that's shitty. That was a shitty move. Poor WB, you're gonna lose so much money. Eh. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. Well, before we have any more dead silence there, I think it's time to move on to the crew.
I figured we said everything that needed to be said.
Yeah, I think we came to the consensus that
he's gonna say.
Yeah. So whenever this movie comes out, if any of the Rageites end up watching it, I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry in advance. All right, well, moving on to the crew. It is a video game. And it, to me, looks awesome.
I've only just heard about this right before this, so I know nothing about this.
Okay, well, let me catch
just
you...
Just to clue everyone in before we get into this.
Well, let me catch you up to speed.
Because I'm not about racing games, sir.
Well, not anymore. You used to be. Right? Yeah. Right, yeah.
I played a few racing games, but I never really got into them. Burnout, I really liked because it wasn't like your normal racing game.
Stop right there.
It was like... What?
You said Burnout.
Yeah.
That was Criterion Studios? Was a developer?
I have no idea.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Guess who's making this game?
The same one?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So, you've already got that on your side. We can expect to see some gritty pile-ups.
No. That was the thing I loved doing when we were racing. When you were racing that game, is you just keep taking people out. It made the game so interesting because you'd be like, yeah, I'm winning, and all of a sudden you get taken out. You're like, shit.
Yeah, that was always a fun series. I hated their top down view one. I don't remember what it was, but it just drove me nuts. It was Burnout something. I don't know, dude. Like it just drove me nuts. I hated the top down view. It was like 32-bit graphics on top of that. I wasn't a fan of that one.
Which one?
I don't remember what it was called. It was just like some top-down racer, and yeah, I don't remember. That's all I can remember about it. Like, it was shitty graphics, and gameplay was very limited, and just not fun. I don't know. But this one looks really, really good, dude. Really, really good. It's not only is it made, huh?
I'll have to look into it.
Oh yes, you will. You should also look that up tonight.
I will.
It is a MMO racer game. So the way Need for Speed has gone with their Most Wanted online or some shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another one getting brought into the mix, and that's the crew.
What is this going to be on? Is it going to be on consoles, or is it going to be on everything?
I am hoping that it will also be on PC. As far as I know, it comes out 2014, which means it will be on next-gen consoles, which means it should be on PC the same day as next-gen consoles.
Yeah, nice.
So, for me, it's something to look into. And it also makes more sense for me for it to be on PC as well, just because it's MMO. And, you know, hey, your PC, your MMO. Like, with the PlayStation 3. Dude, I don't know if you ever looked into this. And it's a quick little tangent here. I don't know if you ever noticed on the PlayStation 3, back when you had it, I used to do network tests all the time through the PlayStation because they have their own built-in one. Dude, did you know that the PlayStation 3 caps download and upload speeds?
It does?
Yeah. Because I get 30 down and 5 up with my ISP. on the PlayStation, I get 6 down and 2 up.
It's ridiculous.
Like, no wonder I have such a fucking hard time streaming on there.
Yeah. The same thing happens because my brother, he uses, my brother was the one that bought my PlayStation. And he sometimes has it downstairs where he likes to watch Netflix, and it happens all the time where they're watching Netflix and it'll just stop out of nowhere and buffer. I'm like, what the hell? And then you switch over to the Wii and watch Netflix on the Wii, and it just watches it. Plays through without a problem.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell it is. Like, and it irritates the shit out of me, because that's my Netflix and YouTube box. Like, that's what it's used for. And it drives me nuts. I have a feeling that 2014 is going to be the year that I build another PC, a small one, for the family to hook up to that TV, to watch Netflix and YouTube and all that shit. I think that's gonna happen. 'Cause I can't stand it. Like, I can, on my PC, dude, I can watch anything I want. I can upload and download at the same time. Have no problems. You turn on the fucking PlayStation 3 and it just...
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the crew. Back to the crew. It's MMO racer, so it's obviously online. I don't think there would be an offline mode. There could be an offline mode, but
I wouldn't be surprised if they had some kind of campaign mode.
Yeah,
just like with like first person shooters, they have some kind of shitty campaign mode where nobody really plays it. They just go straight to online, or they play the campaign mode to open shit for online.
Right, right. I could see a small little campaign. I wouldn't say more than
probably 15, 5 or 6 hours.
I was gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and do 15 to 20.
Nah, I would probably be like 5 to 6. With different challenges that you have to do and shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. At least give you a taste of it and get your feet wet and shit like that.
Yeah.
What I'm really, really digging about this is that you get to drive the U.S., man.
You can all over the U.S.?
As far as I can tell, it's all over the U.S. But there is not a 1-to-1 ratio to this. So it's not like you're going to be able to go down to grandma's and pick up a apple pie in game. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll have, you know, major cities, major highways, shit like that. But according to the news we have heard, it will take a minimum of 90 minutes to get from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Damn. So it's going to be all open? Is that what you say?
It's like an open world, free roam, and it has missions.
Right. They kind of did something like that with Need for Speed Paradise. I think it was called.
No, that was Burnout Paradise.
And I couldn't get it. Burnout Paradise. I couldn't get into it to save my life. It was so weird how you had to set shit up.
Yeah, I'm hoping that this one is not like this, or I'm hoping this one is not like that one.
It was so weird how you had to set shit up. You had to like. You'd be, like, driving around in an open world, and then you'd have to, like, stop at a red light to, like, challenge someone or something. I'm like,
yeah, what's going on here? They did that with the Need for Speed Most Wanted Online. I tried playing that one, and I don't know. I did not like that I had to drive around and fully come to a full fucking stop at the damn intersection. Like, I just... want to race. That's all I want to do when I play those games. I just want to race. I don't want to fucking, like, it's getting too realistic. Yes, I understand. If I'm driving on the street, I have to come to a complete stop and then yell at the guy and be like, hey, you want to fucking go? Let's go, buddy. But no, I don't want to do that in my video games. Dude, I want to do it like they do in Japan, where you just drive up behind somebody and flash your lights. That's how I want to fucking
race. Or they could do it like, I think, because I like how Need for Speed Underground 2 did it, because they were an open world too, but it wasn't like a very big open world.
Right.
It was a limited open world.
I played that game religiously.
But they got it down. Like, you would have to go to like a certain spot to have a challenge. You weren't just like aimlessly wandering around waiting for a challenge to pop up.
Right.
It was like Grand Theft Auto, where you had to go to a specific spot to have a challenge.
Yep. And then you still had the in-between races where you could just pick one up on the street and go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, me too.
And
those two, Need for Speed 1 and Underground 1 and Underground 2 were my two of my favorite racing games.
Oh yeah.
Besides Burnout Revenge. I loved Burnout Revenge. Oh my god. That game was so good.
You know what game you're missing in there?
What?
And I can understand if you don't like it, for whatever reason you don't like it, was Tokyo Extreme Racer.
I never played it.
Oh my god. Okay, well, it was a highway racer, and pretty much, and I know this is going to bother you at some point, because it's one of those ones where you're aimlessly driving around. But they did such a good job on it. Like, you're driving on, let's just say the Wangan Highway. And you're coming up, and your little mini-map shows someone's coming up. Dude, you could fucking pull up behind them, flash your lights, you get a 3-2-1, and then you go. You just start racing. And you had to pull so far away from them to win the race. I don't remember how far it is, but yeah, you got to pull pretty far away. Dude, I got so good at that game. I had a fucking Skyline. The all-wheel drive.
Skyline?
Yeah. Yeah, all-wheel drive, twin-turbo V6 that was pulling over 1,200 horsepower. It burnt rubber. And what I loved about that game was it was pretty realistic, but it wasn't too realistic. But it would burn fucking rubber every time you switch gears.
Nice.
It was so god. I put hours into that fucking game. I mean, hours. I would just sit there fucking night after night just driving the highways and racing people. And taking them down and going down. I would love a fucking open world game like that. Where you have endless amounts of customization. It's open world, MMO. You have your missions, but you can challenge other people. So if you just want to drive around and become the most badass reputable fucking racer in the world. In that world, of course. And just take people down. You could create crews and do team battles and... Ugh. There it is. There's the new game. I have already forgotten about the crew. I've already forgotten about the crew. I want my game made now. Make it happen. Now, from what I see, the crew looks really fucking good. I wouldn't mind sinking my teeth into it. Just to give it a shot. But of course, it has to be on PC. And if it does happen, I might have to get a feedback wheel.
Oh. And another racing game I really liked was actually a racing game that was on the PSP. Need for Speed 510, I believe what it was called.
Oh, yeah. It was wasn't it their Most Wanted?
Yeah, it was like Underground meets Most Wanted.
Yeah. I never played it.
It was really good. I was addicted to it for a long time. Like that was like all I played on my PSP for the longest time. But as you progressed, the cops became like the biggest dicks in the world. Like you could not get anywhere. I'm like, how are you supposed to? This is like impossible. Like you would stop for a second and all of a sudden you're swarmed by cops. Like not even stop. You like slow down for a second to make a turn and then you're swarmed by cops. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
Yep, that sounds exactly like Most Wanted.
Yeah. I was like, I don't think I even beat the game. I think I got to like the last challenge and I couldn't beat it. Like I spent hours upon hours. Like I remember doing this, spending hours upon hours on this last mission. I'm like, this is the last mission. I just have to do this and the game is done. I beat the game and I couldn't do it. Like I just couldn't do it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But dude, I would literally like I did it so much that I had the course down path. Like I knew exactly where I had to turn, when I had to turn and all this shit. And then it always happened just out of nowhere. I'd be swarmed by cops. And I'm like, how do they keep doing this? I'm in a car that's faster than fucking light. How do they keep doing this?
That reminds me of my experience with those Need for Speed games. And it really does sound like Wanted and that last fucking mission. Dude, you had to evade the cops for like 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, that was what this mission was too. Yep. You had to evade them for I think it was 30 minutes too.
Yeah, it's the exact same game, but it was obviously ported for the PSP.
Yeah.
Dude, I will agree with you. And I found a way to actually beat that. And I know this is going way back and you'll never pick it up again and you'll never play it again on either PSP or PS2. Dude, you had to drive around the city and there was one point in the city where you could jump up this ramp and onto an awning that the awning, I mean, it was super, super fucking short. And if you got it just right, you can land on there and then back up to the very edge and then just watch the cops fly over you. Yeah, it was a total hardcore cheat. Like, once I found that spot, that was my go-to spot for every cop evasion I had to do. I would just go there, and I'd wait it out. And I'd just watch them fly over me. Or fall because they thought they'd go slower. It was very, very rare that I got hit. And if I got hit, I'd just fucking drive around and get back up there. It was the greatest fucking cheat in the world. Alright, well, the crew does look awesome to me. I can't wait to see more from it. I'm really looking forward to it. It's MMO, so I get to play with other people. Which I don't like people, but internet people are awesome.
Some of them anyway.
Nope, I'm good with all of them. Even the ones that start the flame wars and the trolls and.
I would really love to be. Have you ever seen that YouTube channel Normal Difficulty?
No.
They do video game trolling, like MMO trolling, where they will get like a sound box and hook it up to a microphone, and. They'll use whatever is in that sound box to troll the people, like try to have a conversation with them with just that sound box. They did one that was Herbert the Pervert from Family Guy.
Oh God!
They're like, you like popsicles?
All right, there's one channel I gotta check out. Yet.
And the people get so pissed off. They're like, stop it!
I am looking that up.
Like, you gotta stop it! my God.
Oh, my God. Some people just can't handle it, man. Oh, well, such is life. All right. Well, you want to tell the Rageites where they can reach us?
Sure. If you want to check out the website, it's capsrage.com. That's two P's.
Because we go pee-pee.
And that's our trademark now, man. We got to say it every single time.
Done and done.
If you want to reach my co-host here, his Twitter is Zach_daddy. If you want to reach me, I'm on Instagram the most. It's @allcapsrage_kratos.
Nice. And as always, if you want to leave a comment on the blog, well, I guess it's the blog, whatever that thing is, you can leave a comment down here on there for the podcast. You can send in an email submission to podcast@allcapsrage.com. And then if you want to be completely anonymous and say, fuck the world, you're not going to know who I am, you can always go to the Contact Us page right off of allcapsrage.com. Fill out the form, fake name, fake email address, hit your comments right in the box, hit submit, you're done. And that is going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks for joining us. As always, let's bring out the trolls.
Geek on, guys.